And today we have with us U.S. Congressman Dr. Roger Marshall of Kansas, and appreciate him being with us during this Thanksgiving holiday season. I know that tax cuts, obviously, front and center of late, and a lot of discussion about that. I guess maybe some of the basics. I know being a college town, that we had a little concern from some of the people about student loan deductions and elimination, talk of that. But maybe hit some of the highlights in that regard and other aspects of the tax cut plan.
I'd be happy to, Kathy, and it's always great to be back on the air, and I appreciate you giving me a forum to kind of share what we are doing in Washington. When we started off this whole thought of doing tax reform, we wanted to first and foremost make sure that we gave relief to hardworking Americans, hardworking taxpaying Americans, and I think that's exactly what we've done. So just to put it in perspective, the mean income in Kansas is $49,000. So this family of four with a mean income of $49,000 under our tax reform is going to get $1,500 more back in their pocketbook. And that's about as plain and simple as I can explain it to you. And the way we do that is, number one, is we double the standard deduction. So that family of four, we're going to raise the standard deduction from $12,000 to $24,000. And I just don't think anyone can argue that's going to be more dollars in your own pocketbook. And what's even greater is we made it simpler. One of the most important things I heard from people is make this tax code simpler. Right now, about 80% of Kansans do not itemize. When we're done with this, 90% of Kansans are not going to itemize, and they're going to be able to do their taxes on the back of a postcard. And it's true, we've closed a lot of loopholes for people, a lot of loopholes, especially that lobbyists and lawyers were taking advantage of. But the average person that's paying interest or paying on their student loans, they're going to take the standard deduction of $24,000 and not have to worry about all those little incidental expenses like that. So I think in the long run, most everybody in Kansas is going to see significant benefit from this tax reform.
I think in particular, the thing I was talking about was the $2,500 a year in a student loan interest that I guess supposedly is going to go away. I don't know if you know, have any information on that. But, I mean, there's a lot of little things you could pick at. This is quite the bill. It's got a lot in it.
Yeah, I think you have to always look at the big picture. So you're going to lose that deduction, but 90% of Kansans weren't going to itemize that deduction anyway. So you're still going to be able to write off the mortgage, your mortgage interest and what you give to your churches, those are still going to be deductible even on the simple form. But by doubling your standard deduction from $12,000 to $24,000, that's going to more than take care of that $2,500 deduction you lost. So people have to look at the big picture. Everyone's going to find something that they've lost. The people that are screaming at me the loudest are the big corporations when we're closing all their loopholes. But it's definitely, this tax reform is definitely good for middle income America, for those hardworking taxpayers that live paycheck to paycheck.
While we're on the subject of some of the current things going on there in Washington, D.C., I guess why don't we go ahead and broach this? I know that been hearing a lot of Rush Limbaugh on our own station here in the last few days, and I know a lot of talk about sexual harassment, and it just seems like every day you turn around, there's somebody else. I don't know some of your thoughts at all, Roger, what you're hearing there in the capital city, but it does seem like we're just constantly hearing this, and just some of your views.
You know, as an obstetrician and gynecologist, I got maybe the worst of the worst things. So women that would show up in my office that have been sexually abused, or they were subject to spousal abuse, or, you know, I didn't hear a lot about harassment at the workplace, but certainly I was very attuned to just women inequality type of issues. And it is very alarming to hear the number of people that are coming out. And no one's talking about the women who are brave enough to come out from behind this wall and say, look, this isn't right. This happened to me. And when there's a preponderance of evidence that there's a person was a sexual abuser, especially a juvenile, the 14-year-old girl, it's very alarming. I'm very concerned about this situation. And I expect over the next several weeks and months, we're going to see more and more women come forward. And I can just tell you, in my office, in my doctor's office, there was no place, there was no room for sexual harassment. So proud of the nurses and the people I've worked with. and treating him professionally. And this is a horrible skeleton in people's closets, and I'm glad it's coming to the forefront. So let's take this on, look in the mirror, and then let's fix it.
Very good. And I know we have just really about a minute or so left. And anything else you're wanting to add? I know you've been busy on immigration issues. I had a chance to sit in a little bit on the discussion with the National Science Technology Committee, which was fascinating, having to do with NBAF. Just anything else you're wanting to add today?
You know, Kathy, what I would say is that for the past 3 years, I've dedicated my life to listening to Kansans and what was on their hearts. But more than just listening, the people of Kansas sent me to Washington to be a voice, to be a strong voice. And I've been there almost 9 months now, 10 months, I guess, and I'm ready to be that voice. I'm ready to take on leadership. I'm ready to take on some of these tough issues like immigration. I want to definitely secure the border. I want to enforce the law of the land. But we have 20,000 open jobs in Kansas right now. And a lot of those jobs are going to be filled by immigrant workers, people that want to contribute to this world. So I'm excited to start stepping forward with leadership, whether it's tax reform or immigration, infrastructure. I'm ready to get on. I'm ready to keep turning this country around. We're celebrating 2 quarters in a row with 3% GDP growth. This quarter, look out, we may have 4% GDP growth. There's lots of great things happening nationwide. So just wish everybody happy holidays. So proud to be in Kansas. So proud to be on the radio station representing Kansas, and appreciate just the opportunity to speak out.
And again, we've been speaking with U.S. Congressman Roger Marshall of Kansas.